The production comes from the Mountain State Rep, the professional summer theater company out of West Virginia University's School of Theater and Dance. Jerry McGonigal, associate director of the School of Theater and Dance, says when choosing what to focus on this summer, they decided to try to do what they do best.
When we started looking at the demographics of Morgantown and the audience, you know, there's musical theater, there's public theater, empty pockets, but there isn't anything for children that is professional. So it really features some of the strong points of our program, our costume. We have one of the only puppetry programs in the country. We're one of two, which is, you know, hard to imagine. So it's just kind of a no-brainer that this is where we should go. So we signed on a playwright. We commissioned her to create a new piece for us that would feature that part of our program, our puppets and large characters. So it's got this kind of Muppet-esque feel to the production. It really features what we do well. We built the play to not insult children, but to kind of honor that they're a lot smarter than we think they are. And we're going to see what happens.
The play is called The Unlikely Princess. The playwright, Deborah DeGeorge Harbin, started writing it in March. Five cast members began rehearsing in May. Jim Nipple, director and visiting professor of playwriting and directing at the school, says it's been a developing and evolving process.
Basically, the frame of the play is there's a mom and her two kids. She's trying to get her two kids to go to bed, and her daughter had a tough day at school getting called names and feeling like she doesn't fit in very well. And so as they're getting ready to tell a bedtime story, the daughter decides she wants to create a story. And so she creates a story about a princess who doesn't fit in at home and ends up going off on her own kind of journeys.
Nipple explains that the story is spun out of objects found in the bedroom and tries to capture the essence of playing make-believe.
So the princesses ate wafer cookies, and the queen came in with the wise old woman who was sort of crazy.
Beautiful, Landon, beautiful!
This starts out as like a real-life situation and then evolves into the story that's being told with the kids and the mom.
Adam Messenger, a recent BFA graduate from the acting program, is the actor behind several puppet characters in the play. Some are hand puppets, and one character, an old man named Zeke, he has to play on his knees wearing a huge mesh head. He says the characters become more fantastic and imaginary as the kids dive deeper into their world of pretend.
With a puppet, it's only on your hand, and so you have to engage your body, but then also just see how you can explore with this one limb, your arm, to convey a whole range of these different emotions, whether they're angry at somebody or whether they're sad about something or trying to chastise somebody.
You have to be extremely specific and know where your body is at all times, and that then helps them really read and connect to the people on stage and to the audience.
Jessica Morgan Bishop plays the mom in the show. She's also the associate professor of stage movement at the School of Theater and Dance. And she made special contributions to the show possible when she brought her 5-year-old daughter in to critique rehearsals.
She was in here the other day giving us notes of what was funny and what wasn't funny and what made sense and what didn't make sense. And she had her notebook and she was giving Jim notes as well. So
legitimately?
Well, really, yeah. Yeah, she's like, that doesn't make sense, or that was really funny, or that wasn't really funny, or you should try this. And so she's seen enough theater that she understands the concept of it and what the rehearsal was about, and has been in rehearsals before. But and everyone was very welcoming and going, okay, this is our target audience. Is it funny? Is it scary? Does this play? And they were really great in asking her opinion. And
children's theater, it's fun because it's a whole different sort of ball game.
That's recent graduate from the theater school's studio acting program, Hannah Redmond. She plays the unlucky princess.
Kids are wonderful. They're sort of a blessing and a curse at the same time, in that when they're paying attention, they're so focused and they're so invested, the way that, you know, we as actors sort of thrive on that kind of audience energy. You feed off of it, but when they're not paying attention, they're not paying attention. So it's really cool because you really have to hook them and keep them invested in the story. And so children's theater is just so much, it's high energy. And this show is really fun. And, you know, it's not a complicated story, but there's a lot of big, like, plot points that are really fun and really interesting. So you know, it's our job to sort of keep all the kids, you know, following with us so they don't get confused, because if they get confused, then they get bored, and then they don't pay attention anymore.
Right.
So it's really, really, it's a really fun sort of project, children's
it
theater.
It sounds like I'm ill-fated.
I'm ill-fated.
The show is happening over the next couple weekends at the Creative Arts Center at West Virginia University. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.